find this podcast and others like it at the number one new media network, Podshow.com. Better, faster, stronger. And now with new minty fresh scent.
The rage. We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Radio.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
This is Richard Knight Jr.
I'm Jim Bennett.
I'm Amy Matheny. Windy City Radio is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it. And American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aavacations.com/rainbow.
And welcome to another edition of Windy City Radio. I'm Peter Maverick, the queer in your ear. How are you doing out there in Radio Land? Oh, man, what a phenomenal week we had. It was a good week for news, but it's going to be a good week for this incredible, incredible, incredible show we have coming up. Today on the radio, we have the boys from the PNS Explosion. They are wonderful queercasters we have, and this is in following with our continuing series on queercasters on the net associated with Windy City. We've got some really great tickets. We've got tickets to the Remy Bumpo show called Power, coming up for you at Victory Gardens. That's that wonderful theater at 2257 North Lincoln. It's near Children's Memorial. But it's been such a great week. We've been poking around, doing what we need to do. Spring is still trying to get itself blooming and into the city. And what a better way to start spring with news that Ellen, again, second time, won the Daytime Emmy Award. I'm so happy that she got it. She deserves it and more. My only criticism would be that on the air she needs to say things like, I love you, Portia, because she did actually say that at the Emmys, which I was so impressed with, but I want to hear her say that when she's during her show. Be the lesbian that we know you can be. Sheena Easton was at the AFC gala this weekend. I unfortunately didn't get to make it there, but there's a wonderful interview with her in the Windy City Times this week with Andrew. You need to check that out. Grab the Windy City Times and read it, because she's so lighthearted and makes such good fun of herself, and it's important to see that we have people like Sheena Easton, who are so well-known, really supporting the AIDS Foundation Chicago. It's just a terribly, terribly important thing to do. On a lighter note, on Top Model, my favorite new addiction. I'm so addicted to that show, I can't help it. I watched it with Kirk from Night Spots and Cynthia, our account manager, together, and Feranda got kicked out. Now, I don't know, all of you out there, if you love Feranda or you hate her, but I loved her. I wanted to see her win. She's tall, she's thin, she's plain, she's perfect. She's perfect to be America's Next Top Model. But she got kicked off, sadly, that Jade is still going. Jade. She just makes good TV. That's all. That's all Jade does. She makes good TV. And tooling around the city, because we are Windy City people, and Windy City Media Group brings you such good things. We had an incredible night at Scott's this past Wednesday. We had the Windy City Gay Idol, which turned out to be a phenomenal show. The winners were Danny, who sang for us a violent femme song called Add It Up. I think you all know that. Add It Up. He really did a wonderful job. He was so full of energy. And Maria, who actually listened to us at the Stargaze Idol, she did not win there, but she ended up turning around and winning at Scott's. And she sang a heart song. She sang the song Alone and really brought it home for all of us. So the only chance that you get to join the Windy City Gay Idol is coming up at Atmosphere this Wednesday. For those of you who've never been to Atmosphere, this is a perfect time to go. Come check out the club. It's great. It's at 5335 North Clark. It's at Clark and Balmoral. If you've never been there, it's a wonderful space, and we're going to have our very last Windy City Idol that you can come to and register. Everything after this, the wild card, the semifinals, and the finals, you can come and watch and hang out with the show and support your people, but you can't enter as a contestant, so we want as many people as possible to come to Atmosphere and register to sing. We had some good singers at Scott's. They were incredible, and I know that we're going to have some great people at Atmosphere. So please, Windy City Gay Idol, come out and hang out. You'll get to meet me. I'll be hanging out there. You'll get to meet our gorgeous intern, Lennox, who's going to be on with me a little later on in the show with his tip of the week. And it's just going to be a really fun time. So now, let's find out a little bit about what's going on in the theater community. This is Sunday, May 7th, 2006, and you are in the Culture Club. The Looking Glass Theater Company presents The Old Curiosity Shop, a Victorian fairy tale of joy and woe by Charles Dickens, playing at Looking Glass Theater at the Water Tower Works on Michigan Avenue. It's a wonderful theater. I highly recommend you go and check it out. For tickets to The Old Curiosity Shop, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org. And the Remy Bumpo Theater Company presents the American premiere of Nick Deere's Power in a limited run now through June 5th at Victory Gardens. Don't miss this dazzling behind-the-scenes and between-the-sheets look at the creation of Versailles and the making of The Sun King. For more information, call 773-871-3000 or visit remybumpo.org. And as always, for more Culture Club, see the Windy City Times.
Get into the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee? It takes confidence.
I'm taking it all. You're all going down.
It takes dedication.
I only sleep 3 hours a night.
It takes family values.
I'd just like to thank my father for teaching me that being an adopted, half-Jewish, mixed-race child with two gay dads is all it's cracked up to be.
And now, it only takes one phone call to get into Chicago's very own production of Broadway's Tony Award-winning musical comedy. Spelling Bee is now playing at the Drury Lane Theater, Water Tower Place. So call 312-902-1400 or go to Broadway in Chicago. .com today.
June 9th, 10th, and 11th on Milwaukee's Lakefront. PrideFest and PrideFest.com. Welcome. Invoke. DHT. Berlin. Martha Wash. Bow Wow Wow. And the world-famous comedian Margaret Cho.
I went on a gay cruise. 3,000 gay men on a ship, and everybody gotta be Kate Winslet.
Invoke. DHT. Berlin. Martha Wash. Bow Wow Wow. And the world-famous comedian Margaret Cho. Brought to you by Potawatomi Bingo Casino and Miller Lite, the official beer of PrideFest. Visit PrideFest.com now.
Diplomat Pharmacy introduces the HIV/AIDS Care Pack. It puts the right dose at your fingertips. Each pill cup contains all the pills you need at no extra charge. Call Diplomat toll-free at 866-500-6500. That's 866-500-6500. Or check out DiplomatPharmacy.com for more info.
On Windy City Radio, this is Peter Maverick, the queer in your ear. And I'm joined with the boys from the PNS Explosion. I have Scott here. Scott, how you doing?
Hi, Peter.
Hey, how you doing? And I have Patrick.
Hello, Peter.
Hello. And... oh. And that would be Noah.
Hey, guys, are we doing a show? What's going on?
Yeah, Noah, can you come out of the can to do the show?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, PNS, Patrick Noah Scott, the PNSExplosion.com, these boys do an incredible queer cast that you can find.
Thank
they
you.
Are a podcaster, a group of podcasters coming out of Chicago live doing a phenomenal show. Thank you so much, boys, for coming on the show
today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. us, and thank you for meeting us at Bennigan's before the show.
My pleasure. We went to Bennigan's, and apparently when I showed up, the food and drink and all that hadn't been there for about 3 hours before I got
Who
there.
Who knew that at Bennigan's you had to wait so long for nachos?
You do.
Whoa, excuse me.
So, boys, let's start out with where the whole PNS explosion thing came from. So, originally, it was just like the PN. It was the...
It was the Patrick and Noah show when it first started.
Because I didn't want to talk. I had a gay voice.
Scott was nervous about having gay voice. No, it was all Scott's idea. And tell us about the genesis, Scott.
Well, podcasting, when iTunes finally brought podcasting into their iTunes situation.
He's just what happened? In the studio. He's not used to being here. He's
sorry about that.
Things.
So I started listening to it. I listened to a little bit of Don and Drew at first.
Uh-huh.
And then I was used to Patrick and Noah when we were out or at dinner parties, you know. Like
being funny and hilarious.
Just so funny.
Right, yeah. Kind of cracking people up. And I was like, I don't want to talk, but they can do it. So I wanted to try to make the technology work behind it and see if we could make it fly. So we did that, and then...
And we did about, like, 10 or 12 shows before Scott wanted to be a part of it.
Oh, you got the fever.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he also was interested in being on the show, too.
Yeah, I was holding up so many signs that I was like, why am
He's
I
like,
not...
He's like, Kirstie Alley voice, or, you know... And so it's like, be a part of it. So I think my brother came up with the idea that, you know, I want to give him credit, that it sounds like a male body part. PNS.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm. PNS explosion.
Double entendre for the gays out there.
I don't
there.
Get it.
I know you don't. So.
Yes, he does. He's the only one in a relationship.
I know. Hi, Devin.
Hey, Devin.
He's not listening.
So
he is.
So we decided to do it, and 84 episodes later.
Wow. And when did you guys begin the show?
Last July?
Yes.
I can't believe we've done that 84 times.
We'd gather in August when it was like mirage weather. Things would be like shaky outside. But we'd record.
I remember episode like 6. It was
so
during the 105 day.
Yeah,
I like came up to your house,
like because Scott doesn't have AC in his place, and so he was sliding off the toilet seat. So he wanted AC badly, so he's like, let's record.
So people you meet sort of in outside of the podcast, when you actually meet people and they say you do a podcast, what's that? What do you say?
That it's a radio show on the interweb.
On the interwebs, It's kind of hard to explain because I say the same thing too, but most people have that just very...
It's frustrating.
They're like, a radio show? Then what channel? And you're like, oh, never mind. Never mind.
Well, I think the easiest thing I always tell people to do, because I have my own show, RadioPeter.com, shameless plug. The easiest thing I tell people to do is to pop open their iTunes, crack open their iTunes, and look around in the podcast section, number one. But
Peter, I don't have an iPod.
You don't have an iPod?
No, but that's what they say.
Yeah.
But I do, but that's
right,
what
like they
say.
Think you need an
you
iPod.
You have to have that, and this is part of the
and
education.
You do, yeah, and absolutely, you do not. You do not need an iPod at all. It's basically you're just downloading a song and listening to it.
Right. Oh, wait, but I don't have a computer.
Oh. Or brain.
Yeah.
I have a brother word processor.
Oh, yes.
Can I get it on that?
Can I get it on my brother label maker?
No, yes. Only the CD printer. That's the only thing that
okay.
works.
Right so, yes, there. It's very accessible. You can do it
really
right through
is.
The web or open your iTunes player.
Yeah, totally get into it. And I think the community, which is so great, is it's blooming and it's getting bigger. But enough about that for now.
Okay. Speaking
guys,
of blooming.
You guys have this fun little show. And I know you play games and stuff on your show.
Mm-hmm.
We do like Peter.
You do play games. So maybe we should.
But today's game is, I'm going to, Peter, why don't you play?
Is it me? Oh, okay.
It's you.
Okay, now I'm nervous. I wasn't nervous before.
So, and I can say the things like, it's pelt or poke.
Sure, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to list celebrities.
Okay.
And you have to tell me whether you'd pelt them or poke them.
Okay, works for me.
Seems simple enough.
You got it? It seems simple enough, but we do it week after week with these two, and they're like...
I usually have to go over the rules a couple times
before... Did you say poke was... What one was it?
It was pelted.
Who are these people?
What was the good one again? I don't remember.
So are you ready, Peter?
I'm ready.
Peter, pelt or poke?
Peter, yes.
Poke. Okay, ready? And go with your gut. Say it fast.
Okay.
Mini Pearl.
Poke.
Mini Driver.
Pelt.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Pelt.
Daisy Fuentes.
Poke.
Daisy Duke.
Poke.
The Duke Lacrosse Team.
Pelt.
Patty Duke.
Ooh.
Pelt.
Peppermint Patty.
Poke.
Salt and Pippa.
Ooh, Poke Poke.
Pippa from Facts of Life. Pelt. And Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Pelt, 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 Pelt,
yeah.
Pelt.
And Poke.
And Poke.
The one with the deep voice.
Yeah. Okay, that was nerve-wracking. I'm not usually nervous on this show, but I was nervous.
I know. I put you on the spot.
Yeah. I like your spot, though. It's a good spot.
Mm. Whoa.
What about this spot?
Whoa.
You look at that. Check it out.
Get a stab for that. Did you feel like I touched my headphones? Like I'm a lady.
Todd is eating all this, having the real equipment in studio.
I love
it. So lovely.
And your mics are so big.
They are. What? Careful.
What? Can I say that on air?
I know.
You can't say mics are so big.
Yes, you can.
Rupert Murdoch shatters through the wall, even though it's not his station. Like, I heard that.
I have to tell folks that, you know, in the podcasting world, one of the most beautiful things about it is that you can say whatever you want. There's really no filter. There's no FCC rules. You can really get as dirty or as clean as you want. There's the whole spectrum there. And I think one of the most refreshing things about the show that you boys do is that that filter really probably should be there.
No.
It's not that it should be there, but you guys are, you're so free, and you have such free, it reminds me of stand-up comedy in a way, but there's three of you, and it's like this wonderful improv, delicious thing. So before these boys came on the show, they were like, can we say this? Can we say that? Oh my
yes.
God, can I say that? I'm so nervous. I can't. I don't know if I can. Yeah, it's fine here. Because we got a big red button that we push, and you can't.
Oh, I saw that. Well, we normally are really dirty.
Our friend Andy's leaning on the button.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, Andy,
Noah.
Our friend Andy.
Wait, where is the red button?
Hi, Andy. Can you show us the red button?
Where's the magic button? Oh, it's a blue button.
Oh, shit.
It's huge.
It's a big
one. Oh, there it is. I don't think I should touch that without gloves. Double bag it.
But in addition to, you know, playing fun games and doing little comedy, there's a lot of celebrities who come make guest appearances on the PNS Explosion.
It's amazing the amount of celebrities we have.
For just a small podcast show. You know, yeah, but press is press.
Yeah, there is. Well, I think you should share some of the celebrities that...
We actually brought a few
Did
of
someone
them.
Say my name?
Share.
Actually, Cher.
Hey, you guys. Good to be on the show. Thanks
Cher.
So much for having me.
Cher was hanging out in the map room because we don't have a green room here.
It's really great back there. Chazzy, my little lesbo angel daughter, came with me.
Hi, Mommy.
Hey. Hey there, little girl.
Did you make any peanut butter toast?
I did.
I'm hungry, Mommy.
There's some popcorn in the map room.
I'm a lesbian, so I'm perfect for the show.
Oh, honey, was that a stinky?
A wet stinky, Mommy.
Oh, honey.
And also, we have Jessica Simpson.
Hey!
Or Miss Piggy. I'm not sure.
It's kind of funny because they're kind of close.
Yeah, and she did the Pizza Hut commercials with Miss Piggy.
Oh,
so.
She did.
I know.
It's hard for our Jessica to talk because she's normally really filthy.
No, I know.
She can't
it's
say.
True.
She says unmentionables usually.
I put scented glitter on my décolletage.
It took a lot for you.
For Pat.
I know.
Look.
Jessica Simpson in
whoa,
the studio.
Whoa, Jessica.
That's I know.
They don't look healthy.
No, it's normal.
Oh,
look.
Whoa.
Look at this.
Jessica, why'd you bring that into the studio?
I don't know.
Oh.
Dirty.
We also have, hello, blokes, it's me. It's Judy Dench.
Oh, wow.
Dench.
How
did she get here?
Well, I came along with you guys. Andy drove me. Hello, Andy. You know, I'm not sure if I'm British or retarded right now. Take your pick.
A British mongoloid, no.
What are you drinking there, Dame?
A Colt 45.
Okay. All right.
I don't go anywhere without my Colt 45.
You don't. You love
those. I
drink
one for my homies.
For the peeps. For the peeps out there.
And then a very local celebrity is also here.
Ooh. Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. Judy Bartapinka.
Yeah, I'm running for governor. I'm the Republican gubernatorial candidate here in Illinois.
So, what do you think of assault weapons?
Oh, well, you know, like rolling pins, you mean? Also, truly, I'd rather be the mayor of Flavor Country. Because I love cigarettes.
She does. She's been smoking since she walked in. We had some elevator issues with Judy Barr.
I know,
that
security guard frisked her.
Yeah, he was not
What's
having all that.
That.
I don't know Judy Bartz. Think of twin sister. That's what we also like to do. Scott doesn't do any. Scott does one voice.
He does one voice.
And it's Judy Bartz Topinka's niece, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hey, you guys. This is great.
And Judy and Becky can say nothing more than that because she's filthier than Jessica Simpson.
Hey, honey.
Oh, and that's Judy Bartz Topinka's sister, Carolyn. Like all these horrible characters.
Caroline Topinka.
So yes, I'm sorry, Peter.
So all kinds of celebrities. I mean, how do you decide one day that you want to do a super gay fun happy show? How does that happen?
A gay fun show?
Did someone
what
say my name?
No.
Hey!
Chair, go back to the map room.
You know, I just brought you guys some popcorn.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's still on the string, though.
I know.
Okay.
Well,
so,
you know, after that colon blow commercial.
Oh, I know.
Tell me about it.
So, how do we decide, Scott?
Well, I think it's really, I mean, it's not that much. It's all of a sudden we were recording ourselves. Like, that was natural, what, like, them doing voices, doing skits, that type of stuff. I mean, until I met Patrick, I've never heard someone say, like, we're going to workshop that.
Yeah.
Like, we sit around during the day and try to come up with new things.
And,
so.
And then we put it on air, and it sounds like hoo-ha.
Yeah.
But before, it sounded really good.
It does. When we rehearse it, it's always really funny.
Top. Yeah. Yes.
But that's kind of the beauty of podcasting, too. It's like, we can do it out of my living room, and there's no loss to if we are bombing or not doing good.
Yeah,
on
we
it,
tank.
You know?
We tank. I mean, there's no one. You know, we don't have Uncle Ben sponsoring us. We don't have to, like, keep them happy.
Right. We're all in the bag.
Yes.
And put it together. So you tape in your living room.
Yes.
So
we started out in the bedroom.
My bedroom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And that's our $20 USB mic.
And that's where all the magic happens.
Yes, and then we taped the show, and then it was okay. And then we moved to my dining room when Noah and I lived together, mm-hmm. and then we moved to Scott's place.
And started in the bedroom and then went to the living room.
We do it in the tub right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. We fill it up with
Calgon. And
scrubbing bubbles. No, wait, that's for the toilet. Yeah. That's for the
no, it works with Noah, too.
Scott just balances his laptop on his...
Wasn't that the beginning of a 6 feet under? I think so.
Yes.
Something
like
that. Hair dryer, laptop, 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other.
Andy and Lennox are...
They're hanging from a noose.
They're like this terrible cut. They're waving clapboards.
Yeah.
Waving clapboards at us. But you guys don't get paid to do any of this.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Not.
No. Not with money.
No. In kind.
In the green. So what's the motivation to keep doing it, though?
That's a good question.
For a while, it raised our self-esteem.
Yeah, and then it tanked. The self-esteem tanked for a while.
That went down really fast. And then, do you still feel lonely, Noah?
Yeah, that lonely, empty feeling hasn't left
again.
Yet.
The boy in a relationship feels lonely.
Well, and we can get tons of emails every day, people telling us they love us, but
it's just not. We're still lonely. It doesn't work.
I think because we're wacky, we're theatrical, in all of, I think, very different ways. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice venue for kind of a hobby to...
And also, we just like hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
why not put a mic?
Right.
I mean, prior to that, we used to meet for margaritas every...
And do these jokes.
And now do these jokes at a bar. So
now we do them for like 16 people.
No, but actually, your list is the word listenership. See, we're creating a whole new vocabulary.
Yes,
your podcastership.
Our podcast listenership.
Podcastership. You have quite a few listeners out there.
Yes, and most of them are not insane, but some of them are. I mean, who you are? You do, don't you?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, listener.
Oh, I'm unsubscribing.
That's a joke we have too, is that we are constantly on a very thin line with our listeners, and that they're constantly threatening to the air, even because we can't hear it. I'm unsubscribing. Because they have a lot of power in subscribing and unsubscribing.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
They're listening or they're not. They're tuning you in or tuning you out.
And that always depends. Depending on our listenership, it depends how close the razor is to Patrick.
Sometimes it just grazes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
Our numbers are down.
Oh, no. Scott, be funnier.
More.
Do more, Becky.
More.
Do Becky, and I'm unsubscribing.
Oh, are you listener?
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, okay, boys.
Please leave.
No, maybe we're done. I'm unsubscribing from you. No, we're gonna keep you. We're gonna keep you here for a little bit. We've got a few little business items to attend to, but we'll be back with the pianist.
Lady business.
Here.
Ooh. The bread button.
This is Windy City Radio. We'll be right back, folks.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Your amazing skills of deception can trick a deer into thinking we're just a tree out for a walk. Or a shrub having a cup of coffee.
Shrub having coffee.
Tirelessly you perfect your artistry. The squiggly black line, the blob, the slightly larger blob. All in spectacular shades of green.
Green, green, green.
Thanks to you, we look fabulous in or out of the forest. With a suit that can be easily accessorized with face paint and a few twigs.
Dressed to kill.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker. Because when it comes to blending in, you really stand out. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't be the last to decide. March with the home team into Soldier Field for the Gay Game 7 opening. For only $30, Team Chicago will provide opening ceremony uniforms to those who want to be a part of the home team, marching in as a unified group into Soldier Field on July 15, 2006. A light blue warm-up jacket and matching t-shirt in the City of Chicago flag colors will be provided by Tattooed Tees, plus you'll get a trading pin. Visit TeamChicago.org. It's our games. Let's march in with style and pride. And $30 gets you not only the uniform, but also a one-year membership in Team Chicago. Visit TeamChicago.org to purchase your uniform. And don't be left out of the procession entering the stadium for this history-making event.
Ow.
City Radio. I'm Peter Maverick, and I'm here joined by our gorgeous intern, Lennox McGee.
Peter.
Lennox, how are you this week?
I'm good. I saw MI3 this weekend.
You did?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes. Tom Cruise running around in his Prada pants and looking so hot, sprinting around.
Did Zinu come watch it with you at the theater?
Yes, he did. And these guys in here are absolutely crazy.
Are they? And they're gorgeous, too.
And they are very gorgeous.
Aren't they all pretty?
Yes.
I love it. I love having beautiful boys around me, which is why I love having Lennox the intern and his tip of the week. Lennox, what's your tip of the week this week?
Well, this week, and Kathy Griffin is going to be on Bravo next week. And she's going to be doing a new stand-up called Strong Black Woman.
Ooh.
And she's going to be talking about... I know, it's hilarious. She's going to be talking about the Katrina incident.
All right.
And the senator, the congresswoman who had her hair mistakenly. And,
Yeah.
So it's going to be really funny. It's going to be on Bravo on May 9th. That's next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock central. So check it out.
Excellent. Kathy Griffin.
I know.
Were you mad about Feranda?
I was actually not mad at Feranda. She looks crazy.
I have very little love for you right now.
She's like, she looks like E.T.
With
a wig. And she was way too skinny. I really want the girl with the gap. What's her name?
Danielle.
Danielle.
She is my favorite.
She's really good.
She really
and
is.
And I do hate Jade. I hope she
really
dies.
Is. And I wish there was like a toilet cam, though, for Danielle, because we could have gotten good audio for the PNS explosion. Diarrhea audio. They really like their... the toilet noises and stuff. But yeah, she has always been consistently beautiful, so I'm really excited. So Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin next Tuesday
yeah, on Bravo.
Yeah, so check it out. It's going to be really funny. And did you know there's a little town called Lincoln Square in Chicago?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I went
what?
To...
What?
I know.
Lennox, we have to go eat together more. We have to... there's good food there.
I thought I discovered it yesterday, and
really?
I was like, I got to tell everyone about this.
Really? What did you do? Did you eat there?
I went to Daly's, this bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was so good. They had my favorite beer, Woodchuck.
Yeah.
And it was so much
cider.
Fun. Yeah, I
that
love
ain't
cider.
Beer. That's
well,
cider.
It's the gay
it's
version
a
of beer.
It's drink. It's the girly version of beer, is what it is. We need to go to the Brauhaus because it's awesome. We can you like sing drink German drinking songs and you eat like
I'm German.
That's why we should go. Because right, everybody's German when they walk into the Brauhaus. So, folks, check it out. Kathy Griffin on Bravo this Tuesday at 9 Central. What, it's Angry Black Woman?
Strong Black
Strong
Woman.
Black Woman.
Strong.
Oh, that's that play.
Right, the Angry Black Woman. Right, exactly.
That's a different thing. And, folks, because this is Windy City and we love to give you stuff, we're giving away two pairs of tickets to that show called Power, debuting at the Remy Bumble Theater Community. It's the American premiere. It's at Victory Gardens, which is a lovely theater. Just such a wonderful, intimate theater at 2257 North Lincoln near Children's Memorial. We're going to give away two pairs to this gorgeous play. Give us a ring at 312-591-WCKG. That's 312-591-WCKG. We're going to take caller number 6 and caller number 16 at 312-591-WCKG. And we'll be back here in a moment with more of the boys from the PNS Explosion. This is Windy City Radio.
Get into the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee? It takes confidence.
I'm taking it all. You're all going down.
It takes dedication.
I only sleep 3 hours a night.
It takes family values.
I'd just like to thank my father for teaching me that being an adopted, half-Jewish, mixed-race child with two gay dads is all it's cracked up to be.
And now, it only takes one phone call to get into Chicago's very own production of Broadway's Tony Award-winning musical comedy. Spelling Bee is now playing at the Drury Lane Theater, Water Tower Place. So call 312-902-1400 or go to Broadway in Chicago. Chicago.com today.
June 9th, 10th, and 11th on Milwaukee's Lakefront. Pridefest and Pridefest.com. Welcome. En Vogue. DHT. Berlin. Martha Wash. Bow Wow Wow. And the world-famous comedian Margaret Cho.
I went on a gay cruise. 3,000 gay men on a ship, and everybody gotta be Kate Winslet.
En Vogue. DHT. Berlin. Martha Wash. Bow Wow Wow. And the world-famous comedian Margaret Cho. Brought to you by Potawatomi Bingo Casino and Miller Lite, the official beer of Pridefest. Visit PrideFest.com now.
Hi, this is Jennifer Holliday. Whenever I'm in Chicago, I listen to Windy City Radio.
I indeed have a crush on these boys. We're back on Windy City Radio.
Peter.
This is Peter Maverick. I'm here with the boys from the PNX Explosion with Patrick.
Hello.
Noah.
Hey.
And Scott.
Hello.
And Scott. I don't think
that was Jessica Simpson.
That was Jessica Simpson.
Noah's in the map room.
he's drinking coffee and eating more popcorn back in there. So I want to tell folks how they can find you. First and foremost, they can go to PNSExplosion.com. You can go there if you don't have iTunes. You can go there and listen to the shows. You just click the link, listen to it. It's a gorgeous little thing.
It's that easy.
It's really that easy. If you do have iTunes, you can search in iTunes in the music store. Just hit the music store and search for PNSExplosion.com.
If you even type PNS, you'll find us.
Yeah, and if you lean your head out the window on Halsted and scream PNS, you might see one of them stumbling somewhere.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yes.
No. That's me, because I'm in the house. That's not them. That's me. I love having, like, three other gay men.
Oh, no. What is that?
Celebrity Fat
Watch. Oh, it's a
Celebrity Fat Watch.
We did that on our show.
You guys do that, too?
Yeah. I guess we do now.
Who are we doing today?
Oh, wait. What is it? What are we doing?
When a celebrity has reached such gargantuan proportions, it needs to be brought to the public's attention for shame and a hope of kind of a confrontation and redemption.
Now, this one's a little bit of an obvious one, but we feel like we need to readdress it.
Well, constantly, because she's not listening to us.
And that would be Aretha Franklin.
She's a big girl.
I'm in a pink Cadillac. I don't ever know what her songs are. Respect. Give me a rotisserie. Now.
She is kind of big. I saw her at Ravinia, and it's usually hot in the stadium.
Oh, she likes it that way, though.
Yeah,
she
but does, her pink but dress, she had sweat spots under each armpit and like right in the center.
Right there, right in her tum-tum.
Right.
Yeah, but she sits around Ravinia. She sits around Ravinia.
She's a big girl. I think they're named. I think they're Flora and Fauna, and they each have their own zip code now.
They do, yes. Mail goes to just each breast. What can I say, breast?
No, this one's for Flora. This is fan mail for her, not for Fauna. Actually, though, surprisingly enough, as big as she is, she still sounds really good.
She does.
I'm shocked. What is that video with her and Lauryn Hill?
A rose is a rose.
Yeah. A rose is a rose, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but she's bigger than the piano.
I know. I was trying to find that one on iTunes. I don't think they have that.
No, I bought it somewhere else. But anyway,
yeah.
So, a celebrity fat watch.
Yes, and we do it every so often. You know, we've had Bobby Christina Brown. Janet, when she got
her. She slimmed down, though.
She slimmed down, too, both of them.
The fat watch was issued.
Oh, so you did, so it's helping.
Time Daily.
It's helping people.
It's helping people. Mm-hmm. Kirstie Alley, did you do one on her?
I think we did, and look at her now.
Look at the power. You guys should sell that. You should sell celebrity fat watch services.
There you go. Shame them into losing weight.
That's the only way.
Put them on the airwaves. So there's this whole show, it's just, is it really just random? Do you guys, like, just draw cards and say what you're going to do, or how does it?
We come up with an outline before, and then for certain skits, we'll actually make a...
We'll write them even though they tank after we do it. But we kind of like to have an idea of where we're going. We just work better knowing... As opposed to just like, I'm going to talk about this. You know, we actually have some, we have little skits like Conversation Hat. Do you have the Conversation Hat?
Oh,
the song?
I don't want you to play the whole thing, but we have like, the thing is like when we have a skit, the most exciting part of the skit is
the
song
that
introduces each skit.
Right.
The song is often way more funnier.
I'll play a little bit of it.
Oh, here we go.
It's the Conversation Hat.
We write down topics on pieces of paper and fold them.
And then do you have the We're Just Roommates? Can you even play that, We're Just Roommates?
Oh, my goodness.
No, we cannot play
that.
But, you know, the funny thing about it is you're asking, like, how we prepare for it. And and because...
With a bottle of red.
What our show is, like, the notes that come across to me are, like, you know, like, you're going to say this, and then three quick farts.
And one then, real.
Oh, one real fart, and then we need a long fart, and you need to also make the toilet noise. And that's how it comes across, and it's, like, serious.
Yeah, it's like, because we get motivated.
Very serious about
the fart noises.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Well, you know, it's done. It's done.
It's been said. Yes.
So, Scott's the, are you like the techno guru? You're the one who's you're pushing buttons and
nerd alert. Scott's the one that people will lay down in front of semis to be killed for. Mm-hmm. Noah and I are just chopped liver next to him.
is he the Mary Wilson?
Wow, that's a reference that I'm not sure these two are
going to
get.
Really? I love you, Patrick. I love that you got that.
Now,
but you are Diana. I can feel it.
I'll leave these two so fast.
Somebody pay me.
Yeah. No, he's the sound person. I'm the talent, and Noah is just there.
I'm laying around.
Yeah.
He's looking pretty.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Jessica.
I'm back. Better than ever.
Sometimes when we don't think what the other person's doing, like what we want them to say, we become that character. So if I don't like a share, I do share. If I don't like a Jessica, I take over as Jessica.
It's all metaphysical and
it's crazy.
Transmogrification.
And Scott doesn't do anything.
Uh-uh. He pushes the button
though. He frets. And he can't wait until we leave his house.
Get out of my living, well, out of my bedroom, well, living room.
Out of my living room.
Mm-hmm. Out of my living room now.
The bedroom's not very far from
there. But it's amazing.
Not a big place.
But it is amazing how many people are out there who want to listen to this kind of stuff. Not just us, there are other shows out there, mm-hmm. like who you had last week, Madge Weinstein. Mm-hmm. We're both gay fun shows. Your show, we're all gay fun shows.
Yeah,
we're fun shows.
Super gay fun shows. As far as the eye can see,
there are no other gay fun shows. Yeah.
None. None at all. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, but on the serious side, I think the queer community has been really, really quick to tap into what's going on. And, I mean, do you guys feel that? Do you feel that there is a sense of community? Are we building a community by doing this?
You got serious.
I know.
And that's all I could think of. Like, tap this.
From Jay Leno to Charlie Rose. Here we go.
Yeah, I do.
I think we are, too. I was actually more surprised for some reason about how many queer podcasters there were in Chicago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you think more would come out of New York or...
Or Omaha. the two big cities.
I can't really say. I think in some ways we're building community. I don't know how I'm going to define that, but like at the same time, I don't know. Like I don't know how you build a community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
do you think things like? I mean, we talked a bit about last week about Q-Potter and the central place to get that.
We post on there.
I think every time a show comes out,
We come in through the Navigator feed. Right. I know that, which I tried to subscribe to.
We also come through the FireWire that comes out of Noah's Rear End.
Oh, Zoom.
Yeah, most of our shows download directly there, and then they go out to the web.
He's like Noah sitting on my laptop.
Oh, it's just the fastest way. I'll be here all week.
I guess I don't know. An online community to me seems so different. Like the idea of online communities,
mm-hmm.
because they're just they're pulling from like. Like multiple sources, but that doesn't really make a community.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Do you think there needs to be more then? Do you think it's something, a direction we should go to? Should we band together more?
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know. Although at the same time, I'd say like we found Madge really quickly. Like
I found you guys really,
Right, right. So in a way, I guess that, that's a community. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not answering this well.
And Susie Orman and Oprah, other lesbians and gays. We're all very close.
Suzanne Palmer, what?
Gail King, Oprah's best friend.
The lesbians, as far as the eye can see. What shows do you boys listen to? No.
Listening to Daily Purge
mm-hmm.
and to Wanda Wisdom, Tranny Wreck. Rebecca
Nay. Rebecca Nay.
Love the Rebecca.
We're going to get her on the show.
She's so great. Who else? I'm like...
That's
then you can say pass.
Oh, pass.
I listen to the Entertainment Beat with Francis Gum. Mm-hmm.
I just...
That's pretty great.
I don't know if any of you have heard that.
It's brilliant.
It's great. It's a guy out of New York who does...
Show. Yeah.
Like 1,000 voices.
Billy's actually going to come on our show here.
He should.
Have him
he's delightful.
He's.
And I also listen to the one serious show I listen to is Left, Right, and Center or whatever, the one with Arianna Huffington out of L.A. it's 25, 30 minutes of serious news.
I just love that name, Arianna Huffington.
I know, it sounds like a porno.
Hello, blokes. And Scott, what do you listen to?
Nothing.
Oh,
no,
right.
I'm kidding. I listen to a lot of the same ones they do. Eat This Hot Show, which is mm-hmm. Madge and Reagan Fox and
Anorexic.
Wanda.
Yeah, Anorexic, yes.
Right.
Eat a chicken, Reagan.
Uh-huh. Did they ever get a fourth host?
No.
Drink Till We're Funny.
Me?
Drink Till We're Funny.
No, no. Yeah. It's always the guest show. Drink Till We're Funny. I've heard good things about that.
They're great. They're just a nice crew out of Chicago. Out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So in your everyday lives, when you're wandering around, you have an idea for a show, Noah, what do you do?
I have an idea for a show, like a skit on a show?
Yeah, so it comes to you. Do you start texting people?
Well, Pat will call me if he comes up with a flash of brilliance.
Like Cher should be a Mexican prostitute, and Chastity could be one of her tricks. Go with it. And then we'll talk
And then I start getting emails that say, like, a Mexican street, like what a street in Mexico would sound like. Can you get that?
Yeah, sure.
Like Google, street in Mexico.
So yes, if we get ideas that we try to, we send them. Yeah.
They just pop in your heads and you so instantly go it. Mm-hmm. And how has I've listened to some of the earlier shows and I can hear the change. For you guys, how has the show changed since the beginning? What's new?
Well,
your hair color for one.
Right.
I think it, you know, the biggest change in my opinion would be that it's more dynamic. I mean, before we were always going along and like to be able to insert, I was inserting things in post like for the whole time and
marking post.
Yes, exactly. And so to actually be able to kind of do it all on the fly was a big change for us, and I think that's kind of where a lot of our humor ended up coming out of, and our skits ended up coming out, being able to, you know, do the like cute toilet scene, you know, cute fart. I mean, that's all we do.
There's a little bit more to our show than that, but not much. You think they really can't be spending their entire time with toilet noises?
Yeah,
but
yeah, we can.
Yeah. And all these jokes you've heard, you'll hear them if you listen to the show.
You know, and we added actually one thing, like a big thing would be like the Axe the Gay Wads section, which is a call-in, answering questions with a big, and that's grown.
So it's not one-sided. Tell us about that. It's not just a one-sided podcast. You're not just going to them. People are actually coming back to you.
Yeah, and we get so we have a call-in line, so we get feedback from listeners that way. We also, like, we've done skits. People
have sent us. We had the one that Sharon sent us from Tampa. What is she? She lived next door to two.
Can I say Tampa?
Can I say Tampa?
I'm from Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
She has a blog, I think.
And she had two neighbors were ex-nuns, and she wasn't sure if they were gay or not. So we came up with a TV show called We're Just Roommates and More, starring Sally Struthers.
That was the theme song we couldn't
Sally
play.
Sally Struthers, Sandy Duncan, and Tyne Daly. Yeah. And so, you know, just that they give us ideas. And someone wrote us about Cher getting a regular job. So each week, Cher works like she was a drive-through window cashier. She was a school teacher. So each week she'll do something, and that came from we'll steal from you, listeners.
Yeah,
so fast.
So fast.
And we build on our existing skits to the point where they're just ridiculous, and I don't really
so
have
that,
an example.
So that my brother and your brother really love them, our two listeners.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, big fun gay happy show. What about straight folks? Do you get feedback?
I don't like them. Oh, sorry.
Lies.
We get a lot of, I think we have a lot of straight women, more straight women than we do straight men. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why.
I don't know.
Because I think we're right up there. I think our humor really is not that different. It we talk about gay things, but the idea of like bodily functions and
funny's funny.
And objectifying body parts and things like that. I think the line is super thin, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do like a celebrity do a celebrity fat watch on some big boy like
It's so hard. We also realize that we're quite misogynistic because we don't go after the men as much. Who would be a good one? Like James Gandolfini?
Ruben Studdard maybe.
Ruben.
Did you say my name?
Hey. Pork! Yeah, that's his fat voice. Did someone say my name?
Come on, you guys, let's get a pulled pork sandwich.
Delicious.
Yes.
So where do you see... if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you... No.
Maple!
Right. In the next 6 months, do you guys have anything big coming up? Do you have anything big planned? What are you doing?
Well, we hope we're friends still.
We have our 100th show.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes. We do a rerun.
Yeah, we're too tired. Listen to this piece of crap. It's one of our really bad ones.
It's like our worst episode. What are we going to do for that? We don't know.
I've commissioned a song. I have a friend who likes to like write lyrics and such. It's going to be to a karaoke version, but he's brilliant. His name is Geiger, Chris Geiger. He'll be so tickled.
He does our TV updates right now. He's doing America's Next Top Model.
Which you talked about. And he talked about Ferranda and Jade.
There's no way Jade's going to win. By the way.
No, I hope not. Danielle
Because she can't even... She can't talk right.
She's Deliciosis or whatever. She came up with a name like that. I'm Deliciosis.
She is like the painting the absinthe drinker was painted because of people like her. She's just like crazy and lucid and not really there. Mm-hmm. She's fabulous. Did you see that old drag queen thing where she was... Okay, I could talk about this forever. It's about you. It's not me.
Yes, but we're going to commission a song.
You're going MTF.
That episode, hopefully the surgeons will approve my surgery and I will be MTF.
That'll be great.
It'll be good.
We need to videotape that.
We'll have a lot of stuff to work with downstairs, if you know what I mean.
Right. And, he's got big hands, I told you all this week in Night Spots. And I want to tell folks that there are fun little videos if you go to pnsexplosion.com.
We have a couple. We need to do more.
Yeah, we should. Yeah,
we should do a video link, like the we talked about
so
the
we
category.
Can go right to the videos.
Right to the videos. Right to the videos.
Oh. That's a good idea.
But I thought it was delicious. You guys had a whole little drama and Cher came by.
Here you guys, yeah.
She was a shattered love. Noah and I were making out, and Scott caught us. He had a whole, he had an armful of Tab drinks, and they fell in slow motion.
Because we all drink Tab.
And he ran, and that's when Cher, I don't know where she came from.
I'm just around, you know, to save the day. Cher style.
Cher, a Cher on the rooftop.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Ow. I'm here on the roof. With my
house
wigs.
Was that in?
That was in Scott's.
With my wigs and songs.
That spanned the centuries. I stole that from French and Saunders.
Latently.
Okay, this is a question that I'm always curious about when I meet K-Boys. What's your favorite bar in Halsted? It's a dumb question, but it's just... right.
Well, I often like putting my life into my own hands, so Little Jim's.
Mm.
Most murders happen there.
It's delish. They have good Goldschlager there.
Yeah.
Do they have Goldschlager there?
Yeah. That's usually what I drink there. I don't know why.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but someone was murdered outside of Little Jim's, so that's why I got the... I just want you to know. I feel like you should know.
He's folding everybody in the loop.
Whoa! Oh, murders!
You killed with
get
that one, really.
Literally. Whoa. No, I kid. Noah?
I always end up at Roscoe's.
Okay.
I don't know.
Even though the floor is sticky?
Love it.
I know. I don't love it there, though, but... I just
actually one of my favorites would be Bucks.
Yeah,
I love Bucks.
The patio is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
We like the ones that aren't too pretentious-y, and we do like Sidetracks. I'm speaking because it's clean.
Yeah.
But it's like that sounds wretched. But I'm getting old, and I just can't handle sticky floors or sticky business.
Ooh, dirty. I personally like Spin on Friday nights when I DJ.
Oh, that's the one we should have said.
Oh, right.
Rewind and...
actually, that's where
I met... That's my second place.
That's where I met you. I still can't find that picture. I'm looking through my archives, but I have a picture of you with another boy. You wearing a brown sweater.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Yes,
she did.
Yes, she did.
Have you been to 3160?
I have. I wrote an article about it, actually. On Wednesday nights is my favorite night to go there.
Okay, because we went and it was a little... Someone was serving us without teeth.
Oh, she's fabulous, though. She knows all the good.
Okay, because I was a little nervous. I mean, she had not a thing of teeth, and she was talking to me, and I was I don't know what you're saying.
We should go on a Wednesday. Yeah, he hisses. He kind of whistles. I can't
do it.
He's
telling jokes,
kind of
and I was like, supposed to laugh, and I'm like,
I'm looking at No, 3160, it's the old Annex 3. It's given a new facelift. And actually, Paul Marinaro, I think that's how you say his name.
I know it's delicious. I love spaghetti with marinara sauce.
He's
really
there on
do.
Wednesday nights, and he's quite...
Oh, excuse me.
Ooh, Olive Garden.
That's what I ate earlier.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Tiffany.
He's quite delicious. Well, boys, thank you so much for coming on the show. I want to reiterate with everyone, pnsexplosion.com. They also have a fabulous blog called Boomtacular. There's a link from pnsexplosion.com you can totally check out. Scott, Patrick, Noah, thank you so much.
God, thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun.
And hopefully we'll have you back when we move to... Queercast only format. That's where we're going. Y'all can catch the show on WindyCityQueercast.com. And we're going to end this up here, do this show, take you out with a little disco, everybody. Thank you so much to everybody around here, especially to the PNS boys. Thank you to Materville Studios, who does our technical work behind the scenes, and Chris on the board this evening. Thank you to our producer, Kathleen Ohm. Everybody, you can listen to our past shows and unique podcasts at WindyCityQueercast.com. And also, special thanks to our advertisers, all of them. Please, guys, support them as they support us. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it. And American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aavacations.com/rainbow. Everybody, that's going to be our show for this week. I'm Peter Maverick, the queer in your ear. Check me out on RadioPeter.com and tune in next week at 10 p.m. when you're going to hear Amy Matheny and Jerry Nunn with some Bananarama and doing some really fantastic, fantastic stuff here on WCKG 105.9 Free FM.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
I love it.